It's no secret the holidays are going to look a little different this year.
For sure. I'm already planning my virtual dinner parties and, of course, caroling sessions.
We may not be able to see everyone we love in person this year, but we can certainly let them know we're thinking of them in the form of memorable and personalized gifts.
Etsy remains the best place to get quality, handmade, and heartfelt gifts for the people in your life, inspired by the things they love.
There's so many choices, and Etsy sellers run the gamut, from home goods and decor to artwork, clothing, and jewelry. And the best part is everything is totally unique, from handmade pieces to one-of-a-kind vintage items.
So Megan, if you wanted to get me a gift, you know I love a nice cheese plate, so naturally I'm eyeing so many of the beautiful handcrafted cheese boards available from a variety of sellers.
And for our Housewives fans out there, there are amazing wine glasses, perfect to pair with your next pour and binge session this holiday season.
Wine and cheese at Shea Eric J. Mack. It'll take my quarantine snacking to the next level.
Etsy is making my holiday shopping so much more special this year, and I cannot wait to see my friends and family open their gifts.
This holiday season, shop Etsy to gift like you mean it. Go to Etsy.com/gifts to shop meaningful gifts for the people you love.
That's Etsy.com/gifts.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
In this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac, Monique Samuels filed countercharges against Candace Dillard Bassett after the winery altercation. Karen Huger and Dr. Wendy's beef grew even more, and Ashley Darby announced an upcoming group trip to Portugal.
As you guys know, I had the pleasure of interviewing the entire cast of The Real Housewives of Potomac for BravoTV.com's exclusive Season 5 After Show. In the latest installment, Candace broke down, recounting the moment when she learned that Monique had filed countercharges against her, saying she was mad at Monique, mad at herself, mad in general, mad at the world, and mad at everybody.
Monique explained that she had no desire to see Candace in court or sue her civilly, but Candace's desire to put a mother of three in jail was nasty and proved there is no chance for reconciliation.
Plus, Karen and Wendy's beef was explained a little bit further. Karen said she likes Wendy, but wants to get to know the chick and thinks none of the approaches Wendy has taken so far are working, while Wendy called Karen two-faced.
Meanwhile, Ashley called all the tension between the two comical.
And remember, some of the voices you'll hear beyond the cast are producers and Daily Dish podcast guests, Real Housewives of Potomac executive producer Kamar Basaraj, and Bravo's VP of current production, Josh Brown.
AKA the people who know all the secrets. Let's take a listen.
What is your take on the whole tension between Karen and Wendy?
Ever since I met you, it seems as though there is something there. I'm like, hey, you know, how are you? What's going on? Da, 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 da. And it seems very dismissive. Like, oh, I'll talk to you another time.
Okay, I mean, it's comical. I really don't understand the tension between Wendy and Karen simply because I don't know the backstory. There seems to be a lot of she said, she said, where Karen says, I've never met her, I don't know her. And Wendy's saying, yes, you do. We were on a board together.
I don't know you.
This is the first time we've sat down for more than 5 minutes.
Karen, we sit on a board together and we're on the same subcommittee of the damn board. There are five people on the subcommittee, Karen. Karen.
Wendy and Karen have a backstory. You know, they're in this organization. They have interacted. But Karen always treats Wendy as if she's beneath her.
Like Wendy, I just want to get to know the chick. And none of these approaches she's taking is working for me. I don't know about y'all, you and the viewers, but I'm like, hello?
For Wendy to be able to like call Karen out on it and be like spot on was amazing.
I spoke to Robin and Giselle.
Okay.
I find it so odd that you were talking about me being a doctor and mimicking me and saying, oh, she's a doctor, doctor what? And you don't even have one degree.
I operate from a very authentic lens. Who I am, what I say I am, is who I am. Clearly, Karen has a struggle, an internal struggle, because she doesn't know who she is or what she is. If you're going to attack me, then do not attack me over something that people from our color have fought for generations to achieve, which is education.
You know, my mother raised me a long time ago, and she says, common sense is a saving grace. And I told Wendy, I'm cocked and loaded. So Wendy was certainly reaching with me, but she got served. Understand that I understand the power of education. I come from an extremely educated family, and even though I do not have a degree, don't need one, because I'm one of those people that succeed, Wendy. She understood what I meant. Everyone needs to know this. I am so proud of Wendy's accolades. Academic achievements, unbelievable. And she should be proud of them. But when she says she doesn't brag on them, I say roll the tape back.
You know, I am not one to brag about my degrees.
I got 4 degrees.
And I have 4 degrees.
I don't need your resume.
Oh, Lord.
I have 4 degrees. I'm not stupid. I have 4 degrees. People like you call me Dr. Wendy. Address me correctly, sweetie.
Watch yourself, okay? Maybe you didn't mean to come off that way, but that is how you are coming off.
I wanted to make it very clear that you look like a hypocrite every single time you talk about me behind my back, but you're smiling in my face. I don't do the two-faced double persona thing. And if you can't adhere to that, that I don't want you anywhere in my orbit.
In your orbit.
In my orbit, child. You are Pluto to me. Okay? I don't want you in my solar system.
But, and here's the thing, Wendy, because we have discussed this, and I completely understand your disdain for Karen. It was very serpentine. It was very snake-like.
So if you're going to pick on me, pick on something else. That. Pick on my hair. Pick on my clothes. Pick on my makeup. But if you pick on my educational attainment, then you are laughing in the face of our ancestors. So do us all a favor and shut the fuck up.
Candace, how did you feel when you found out Monique filed countercharges against you?
Oh my God.
That rusty ass bitch.
Oh my God. I was just shocked. I was hurt.
I never even wanted to have to counter, or I had no desire to see her in court. I had no desire to sue her civilly.
Technically, with those charges from both sides, someone could have gone to jail. Obviously, they both have, you know, husbands, and, you know, Monique has kids. So it got very serious.
Candace was at a point where she's like, I'm the one that this happened to. Right now, I'm feeling hurt. I'm the one that this happened to. I'm the one that still hasn't got an apology.
I was so angry. I was so mad. I was so mad.
Oh, Candy. I'm sorry, baby.
Were you mad at Monique?
I'm sorry.
I was mad at myself. I was mad in general. I was mad at the world. I was mad at everybody, because I felt like, damn, like, why, like, how are we here? Like, how did we get here? How is this what we're talking about? How is this the topic of conversation?
I'm the one that walked away with an injury to my lip, and I spent $900 at the dentist to get everything checked out and cleaned and all of that other stuff. And I didn't say, you know what, she needs to pay for that. I just wanted it to be done. I just wanted to move forward, figure out what the issues are, and just keep it moving. And for her to keep, you know, to have pursued this to the point where those are the actions that make me say there will never be any reconciliation, because you really wanted this mother of three to be in prison. Like, it's just nasty.
We see Karen and Wendy getting into it because Karen had been mocking Wendy.
Let me show you how Wendy came down the steps. You ready?
Okay.
I knew I was in Wendy trouble. She was like,
oh my God.
I'm gonna get this child.
Karen's impersonation, she doesn't really do impersonations very often, but this one is A1.
Okay, that's what we're doing today. Okay.
Okay, this is how we're going to roll. Okay. We need a little humor here. You could turn it into laughter if you could just have a humorous side to yourself, or, you know, not take it so seriously.
I have to give it to her. I mean, the way she was sauntering around, it was hilarious, but also accurate. Well, at Wine with Wendy, she definitely, so her dress had pockets, and the pockets looked like they went a little bit deep, okay? So she, like, had her hands all the way down in her pockets, and I don't know for what reason, maybe she felt like it was sexier, but she was kind of like, you know, she was kind of like slouching a little bit. And so when she walked, it was like her legs would go long before the rest of her body. And it was really accurate. Like, that really looked like what was going on.
Do you think that Wendy was maybe taking it a little too seriously?
So when you question my degree and when you say...
No, I don't question
no,
your
no,
degree.
No, you said...
No, I did mimic you. Let me show you what you I mimicked. Did so we can be clear. Wendy was reaching and taking herself a little too seriously. Hence, I had to do the slither for her. Slither right on out the dough.
Okay. What you gotta do?
And slither.
Are we all gonna? Oh, y'all.
I think we should.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead. And slither. Yes. Come on,
y'all. Like, what was that? I don't know.
I'm confused.
Karen is not an intentionally shady person by nature. Karen was joking around, just playing with Wendy. Honestly, I would have hoped that Wendy would have laughed more than, you know, flip her top.
Because this is not that serious, and you're not going to entrap me with that, period.
So when you finally decide to present the destination to the ladies, you do this big dramatic reveal with the Portuguese flag.
Oh my God.
Crickets.
Where did you think you guys were going?
I had no fucking idea. I was like, where is Ashley taking me now? I mean, I know our friendship was growing, but I'm like, I can't go blindly. I was like, no, where are we going? Just say it. Hell. I think I thought it was Madrid.
Italy? Is it Italy? And I was like, well, we went to Italy already. Or then I'm thinking, is it Nigeria?
Is it China?
What?
Portugal!
Wendy!
What is it?
Is it Nigeria?
You are right!
Ah! Dr. Wendy!
It's at that moment. No, I really, honestly, you want to know what's so funny? I know it because I just know it. Is that, I don't want to say that, but does that make sense?
I knew that because... I still a little suspect. I'm like, did Wendy hear something? Did she read my text messages or something? Like, she, it was just a little too suspect the way she knew it, sir, right off the bat, you know?
I just knew it. I don't know. Like, I'm a learned individual. So I just, yes. I just knew it. But another piece of it is, I love soccer or football.
Yeah.
And plus Cristiano Ronaldo is...
Yes.
Honey, he is a snack.
He is kind of a snack. That's true.
So when somebody's a snack, you gotta know what country they're from.
That's true.
But so the crazy part, and this is how dumb I am, when she said Portugal, I don't know why I pictured Brazil. I'm literally thinking we're going to Brazil because I guess because, you know, they speak Portuguese in Brazil. And I'm like, I was so confused for like the rest of the day. I'm like, where am I going?
To be fair to the ladies, I didn't even really know what the Portuguese flag was. So, you know how on your iPhone you can do the emojis for the flags? I tried to find it when I was looking for Portugal, and I had to actually Google search Portugal and then go back to the emojis to try to find the flag. It's just not, it's not like one of those ones you know right off the bat, like Italy or Mexico or something. So they get a pass. I mean, it's just not that much of a well-known flag for everybody.
But Wendy wasn't lying. I think I said that during lunch.
Ooh, that's a reach, but no, no. You're saying Wendy said that?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not true.
Karen definitely doesn't remember the things that she says when she's drunk.
To see more of The Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, head to BravoTV.com or check out the link in our description.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.